Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Russia announces change in Syrian strategy. President Vladimir Putin says Russia is now supporting a leading Western-backed opposition group in joint operations with Syrian troops against Islamic State militants. At a meeting with his top defense ministry officials, President Putin said for the first time that Russia provided air cover, weapons, and supplies to the Free Syrian Army, which has long been fighting the Syrian army. If confirmed, this would represent a major policy shift for Russia, which has been accused by the U.S.-led coalition of striking moderate rebels in efforts to support Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. A climate change agreement will have to wait for at least one more day. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Much of Friday's negotiations took place behind closed doors, but there were a few announcements, including that Brazil has joined the so-called High Ambition Coalition. That's a group of more than 100 developing and developed countries, including the United States, pushing for an ambitious climate deal. Foreign Minister Tony de Broome of the Marshall Islands, one of the countries most vulnerable to climate change, welcomed Brazil's move.
We responded. We want to work with countries concerned about ambition and differentiation and welcome Brazil. Having you on board is essential to our success.
Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A bombing and gunfire struck a diplomatic area of Kabul Friday night, killing at least two people and injuring several others. The Taliban claim responsibility. A Burundian army spokesman says 12 gunmen who attacked military bases in the capital today were killed as soldiers clashed with their attackers. The government has not declared a state of emergency. 21 attackers were captured. This is VOA News.